Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. Boy, it's funny. I've been battling temperature control, you know, the last couple
right,
of days.
And right.
This is the only place where I'm glad I can say temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studio, sometimes referred to as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, it is Wednesday.
Sandwich, sandwich.
That was good. That was good. I was proud of him. He knocked that out of the park. Well done. He didn't even curse doing it. How about that? That's good.
F and F.
Stop cussing. It doesn't matter that you can.
Thanks to Jason and his team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville Studios. It's a Witch Witch Wednesday, so be sure to get carryout curbside delivery from the Hearst Warner Brownsboro Crossing location for lunch, dinner, or your next tailgate. Fully staffed. Open 7 days a week. Both locations. Order online or the Witch Witch app. Witch Witch. Superior sandwiches.
Headed into the commercial break, I was asked a question about the kind of like the excitement level, the motivation level. Said I'm going to have a, you know, combine two ideologies, right?
Yeah.
I could make it sound like an excuse. Lenore Ryan, D2.
It will be taken that way.
Running our system, working on our system, all that good stuff. But I could also say there's still truth to that, especially at Louisville. I'll just talk about the players for 30 seconds. You've seen a player respond to a team they know they're supposed to beat. You know how lethargic that game looks, that player looks. You know it. You come out with the energy. You come out. Now you're winning like 14-3, 14-7 right off the bat. You're like, we're gonna dominate this team.
Sure.
I think Kenny Payne referred to beer muscles at some point.
That was a good line.
It just got slipped in there.
I knew exactly what he meant.
We've all seen that. Mm-hmm. We've all seen you jump on a team early. Then you just wait. You're just almost like, what are we doing here? Like, this is going to be a glorified practice.
Yeah.
Then you realize you're in the game later on. But you never really realize you're in the game because you're still running, working your system.
And it's in front of millions of people. That's the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But here's the thing. That's the player's mentality, right? It's not a good mentality. It's up to the coach to break that. But, again, identify what issues you got. We're in identifying issue stages, you know, whatever. I hear you, Master Yoda. I hear the fans. I hear your plea for attendance. I hear it. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I like the flash sale, all this good stuff. I also listened to Drew and Mark, and I think it was Drew who said the shame you into fanning this way does not work.
I agree with that.
And listen, you can plea on how kids need the attendance and how the coach needs a home court. Listen, y'all, this fan base looked dead into a demonstrative coach named Charlie Strong, looked right into his face and said, dude, you can punk everybody into this and this and that. Dude, go play some teams. Go play some big games.
To be fair, he was mad that we were too into the Kentucky-Louisville Final Four game. And not spray. It was like, Charlie.
But it didn't. Listen.
Charlie.
You don't get it.
We're about to play Kentucky in the Final Four. I don't even know we have a football team right now, okay? You can end the football program and vice versa. Listen, if you were about to play Alabama in the national championship game, and somebody was like, what do you think about this basketball team? I don't care about this basketball team.
Right.
But, I mean, Kentucky Louisville in the Final Four, Charlie. So, I mean, ain't nobody covering spring ball. He said that. What did he say? They're sending junior reporters out here. You should be glad that they even know you are alive.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I said, he had a couple of moments where he was – doing his SEC comparison thing, and it's like, Charlie,
you can't get down 65 South right now. Like, everybody in the state of Kentucky is moving to New Orleans.
So, there's some DNA things that you're just going to have to understand with this. So, what I'm telling you is, continue your plea to get the support. Like, continue your fight. These kids need your support. Mm-hmm. Continue their fight.
Absolutely.
But in the back of your mind, bless you, you must remember and understand that Louisville values names over numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Number 10, Wake Forest, or you go get number 24, Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great statement. Yeah, Louisville does value names.
You bring in tomorrow, or retroactively, you can bring in number 10, Wake Forest, or unranked Michigan. Whose ticket you taking?
Oh, yeah, Michigan. Yeah, absolutely.
Listen, 100%. There's history, and it starts with the University of Kentucky getting away with refusing to play against us for years and years and years, right? The history of, we have a competitive product with anybody on the planet, and they don't want to play us. And all those years of Denny Crum having the number one schedule in the country, that is all built up over time. We value the name over the numbers to this day. So, hey, Coach Satterfield, keep fighting. We need, you know, these kids need you. Everybody's doing the right thing. Lottie's, you know, ticket prices, flash sales, creativity, you're doing the right thing.
They're crushing it, yeah.
Hey, the young men who say, oh, yeah, you know, get out here and come on down and celebrate. You're doing exactly the right thing. Master Yoda, the call into the show, the plea, it's all the right things.
Absolutely.
But you listen, but genetically, we're susceptible. We have some genetic markers in our DNA that says you bring a state school name, especially one that we don't get a hold of very often. That is gonna trump everything.
Now, I will say this though. This week, I think you'll see a spike in basketball attendance because I think people now, I don't think people were planning on paying attention until Bellarmine. Like, you're kind of like, eh, whatever. Okay, I'll check them out. Well, now you've got the basketball team now has some of the fans' attention, and it's not in a good way. And it's like, okay, we're gonna go to this game now. Because now I'm gonna see what you're fixing.
I'm gonna see what Mark is talking about.
No, yeah, I want to see what's being fixed. So I would be shocked if you don't see, again, whatever. I mean, it's not going to be a packed house for Chaminade, not even close. But you're going to see a spike in attendance if you were there Sunday to Thursday, because Louisville fan will travel to see if you're fixing the problem. So that's one. Two, Louisville fan may not show up for Wake Forest, especially, and I do think there is a lot of people are just down on the program in general,
okay. In Marcus Maben's world, I am doing better about separating attendance from support.
Well, I think that's more so now day and age. I will say that.
Yep.
I will say that because there is a lot more ways and reasons to
Stay home. You know how those analytics came out a couple years ago about how Louisville and the social media sports world, like, we were high on the mover and shaker of social media.
Yeah.
And it was like, huh, you know, for us to be, you know, quote unquote, a smaller school, we stomp with the big dogs in social media interaction. That is like the new analytic for interest, support, you know, whatever. Just like, the fact that your day still screwed up. If you didn't go to the game and went to the game, you're still arguing at the same rate. You're still tweeting 10 times as much about that. So, I do want to remember that.
Would you agree with me on this, though? I liken what's happening in football right now to the Florida Elite Eight game with Steve Rummage. You're down. We blown. We lost.
We lost this game.
I'm done.
My season's over.
Patrick Young punches that ball, goes up 10-12 with 7-8 minutes left. I'm done. Can't believe y'all blew it like this. Whatever. I'm in there. I'm washing dishes. I'm so angry. Russ Smith in the corner. Three is good. I'm like, my God, it's a 2-point game. I tell this story. I've told this story on the air 50 times, but it's still my favorite game. I'm like, oh, my God. We're in the game. Like, it was like, I've been watching it.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't computing that 11 was turned, because it was methodical. Mm-hmm. 11 turned to 7, turned back to 9, turned to 6, turned to 8, turned back to 4, turned back to, oh, my God, he hit the shot. Now it's a 2-point game. I kind of think that's where the football fan base is.
So this last game was like the third Luke Hancock three.
No, that's not the same. Because there's nobody in that Georgia Dome that day thought Louisville was losing that game.
All right.
I'm telling you. I was in there.
Just wheeling it.
At no point did Louisville fans feel like they were losing that game. Louisville fans were like, just get it under 10 for half. We'll win the second half.
Figure it out.
Yeah, like, we'll be fine. And then boom, 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 you're up. You're like, oh, yeah, we're going to wax them. I mean, that's how it felt.
We'll leave it with your Florida.
Yeah, no, you're, it's a little different.
Yeah, you're back in.
I think fans are starting to, maybe the Wake Forest game was that. I don't know, maybe a Clemson. It would take a Clemson for some to be that. But I think you're getting some of those now, where now maybe people are starting to go, because you were just conditioned. I'm sorry. This is why I said yesterday, you wasn't in here, but I said, you know, when the only thing I didn't like was when coach was kind of like, well, you know, the local media was after us and people were nobody believed in us. Well, yeah, I mean, after two crappy seasons and after that Boston College loss, I think a lot of people, that Boston College loss was the Patrick Young dunk for me.
Right.
It's over.
Right.
You know, I cannot fathom us being in the Final Four.
And I start changing my schedule.
Yeah.
My schedule moving forward.
They're going to be terrible for the rest of the season.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't have to block aside that, hey, that trip, that. Maybe I'm a little looser with my money now, you know, like, what, you know, whatever. Like, yes, like that. And that was fair, Steve. That it wasn't unfair to say, hey, the product doesn't give me faith. But, you know, but yeah, like you said, I cannot believe you hit a high streak. I mean, I thought you could.
By the way, I am going to Clemson. Master Yoda mentioned that earlier.
Which is why, again, I still go back to this.
It's already settled.
I knew we had the talent to win these games.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so pissed about Boston College at the time.
I told you yesterday, I think we were on the phone. I mean, we were agreeing that is what's so maddening about it is it's like you beat Boston College and you hold on to beat an FSU team with a backup quarterback in the second half that you're up on.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm not conceding Syracuse. I agree with Drew. I'm not conceding Syracuse or Florida State. You got to own those. But I know what you're saying. You're still close.
I just say you were up in the second half on a backup quarterback at Florida State.
You look like you have the talent to win these games.
Nick said it yesterday, too, man. If you win those two games, next Saturday at Clemson is one of the games of the year.
Steve, I'm driving. I'm driving this morning just thinking about.
Stay away from the walls.
Ten different scenarios. You know, 10 different football playing scenarios. And I'm just
No,
we have the talent. We have the talent to make a big, you know, a big bit of noise. And I knew it. And I'm kind of feeling vindicated. Like, no, I got, because I thought we had the talent. Let me get this phone line. Who we got? Terry, Nikki? Terry, fire away.
Oh, yeah. It was a great game Saturday. It was enjoyable. And our new AD was out there, and then he allowed them to come down and storm the football field. It was hilarious. I love it. We need more of that, as long as they don't destroy anything.
Right.
But James Madison, from everything I hear and been listening to, even on the drive, they are a lot tougher team than they were before they switched to a new conference.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this Saturday is going to be huge for us, because don't we go to NC State and play them with their backup quarterback that ACC been talking highly praises about?
Yep.
Well, they come here. They come here.
Okay.
We go to Clemson, then NC State comes here. Yep.
Oh, NC State come here?
Yep.
But they're playing with a backup quarterback that ACC can't stop talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to cleanse them. You know, if we could not beat them with Lamar and the guy from Trinity ran off instead of to the field, and Lamar asked him why didn't he run for the touchdown, that would have been the only thing we got close to beating Clemson. So I'm not worried about Clemson. But NC State, I think we might have a chance with this new quarterback, but I still can't get the feel of this backup quarterback. Can y'all talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, shout out to Jeff Walls. They got their first game against Cincinnati. And then Kenny Payne, you know, these guys, they got to get used to playing with each other. And the ones that came back, I had hope that our three-point shooter that's not a three-point shooter would calm down a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, he did score the most points, but I'm on the Division II team. You shooting threes did not help win the game. So I just wish he does better when he's closer to the basket.
Right.
You know who I'm talking about.
Jalen Withers. Oh, sorry.
I don't want to hurt his feelings. But another year of him trying to be Jeff Walls, Luke Hancock, Russ Smith, he ain't there. He just ain't there. So that's all I had to say.
It's fair.
That was perfect.
Appreciate it. Yeah,
that was a perfect full.
She's like, I just had to get this off my chest.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm sitting here listening to the show. I'm enjoying it. But I got opinions.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm with you.
My football team, I know what you're talking about. I heard this James Madison team's a threat. And again, Steve set y'all up for this one. I'll blame Steve 100% because I said during the summer, me and Rocco said, hey, Steve, don't just look past that James Madison team. And Steve has been priming y'all, all of y'all, when he says things like, I don't care, I'm just not losing James Madison.
I mean, I still believe that. Like, yeah, like I actually said, I'm going to Clemson. With the 100% going to Clemson.
Right.
With the contingency plan, or
under the assumption.
Under the assumption, as I'm writing up the contract, that you beat James Madison. You lose to James Madison, I'm not going to Clemson. Just not doing it. Like, I'm not, fine.
Steve, you have not wanted to participate in James Madison conversations.
Like, you're
this
beating
entire
James
time.
Madison, guys. Come on. Like, I'm not doing this. Like, look, I feel you. They're a tougher team than just your average team. I mean, I agree with that, but you need to fix. I'm not going to hold it against you, though.
It's not Pat. What do you call it?
But
BC.
No, they're not FCS.
FCS. They're newcomer from FCS.
But here's my thing. Now, let me be clear. I respect James Madison to where, like, if Louisville wins by 7 or something, I'll be, okay, whatever, cool. Like, they're not a bad team. But, like, when? And then I'm going
Line's close. Currently at 7.5, for what it's worth, on ESPN.
I don't like that.
I mean, they're a really good defense, man. Like, they're a good defensive team. They got a lot of transfers in. I mean, you think they were a powerhouse in the FCS. They moved up. They were allowed to give 85 scholarships, and they said, hey, we're going to kick all these guys off team. Any transfers? Come on. You know, so I mean,
we're going to liberty it up.
Yeah, they're not your average, like, crap team or anything like that. I'm with you there. I'm just like, you beat them. I just ran over a top 10 team offensively and defensively. If I can't beat James Madison, that's on y'all. Like, don't be blaming me. If you lose to James Madison, don't be like, blame the local, fans. Local media hates me. Like, no.
The fans and the local media.
I don't want to hear that. But with that being said, I think it's good. That's why I think fans are starting to kind of buy into this, is there's something with substance. It's not just gimmicky. Your front seven is dominating games.
Yeah, and that helps. It helps attendance. Having something I know to answer, that's what I was thinking as well. Mm-hmm. Having something consistent that I know when I get up this morning, when I, you know, marinate the steaks this morning, when I get the beer cooler full for the tailgate, I know at the very least I'm going to see some good defense.
Yeah.
Like
it's the Louisville basketball fan base when the shot clock starts winding down, when you got a good defensive team. You can hear the roar start. Like, we got a good defensive team.
Yeah,
boy.
I expect to get a stop on this.
Yeah. Like, the football team, it's that. I think you're starting to see fans buy into on defense. The crowd's starting to go, all right, we with you.
Got to take away their beer muscles early?
Yeah. Yeah. Good healthy dose of Tyon Evans. Good healthy dose of Cooley. Good healthy dose of T. Huddy. And that defensive front. And let me say, I rewatched that game last night.
Wake Forest.
Let me make a statement right now. Malik played good football.
Mm-hmm.
Man, he played real good football. That needs to be said.
I made a reference to that yesterday, just how under control.
Man,
he wasn't going hero ball.
He made the right decisions. Even that one he took off, he rolls out. He's looking downfield on the one touchdown, about 15, 20 out. He's looking downfield. It's covered. He goes, okay, boom, I can get here right here. But I didn't feel like he was going to run that whole time. Like, I'm going back and watching that game. I'm going back and I'm watching that game, man, and I'm going, he played a good football game. I feel like I gave him enough credit in the last couple days.
Mm-hmm. Let's take our last quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 DeVille. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. So, Steve, speaking of officials, what are we going to do about our kids?
Man, I was really disappointed yesterday. Listen, I show up for my son's game last night, 6th, 7th, 8th grade game, and there's they cancel it because there's no officials. I was like, what the heck?
They canceled the game because there were no officials.
Yeah, I was like,
you didn't step up to do a volunteer parental.
I would have.
No,
yeah.
You wouldn't have.
I would have.
Would you be a good official?
No.
Steve, I'm going to need you to stop confessing to being a cheater so much.
I would cheat. As soon as Elijah touched the ball, I'm like, boop.
Because you know he can shoot free throws.
Foul number four. Like, dude, he wasn't even near him. Like, yeah, well, you know.
Big picture, are you worried about that? Are they just like,
I mean, yeah, early, a little bit, you know, like, I mean, if there's an official, but I mean, I've heard from other officials where, I mean, we've heard there's an official shortage, you know, and I mean, yeah, when it starts hitting youth sports like that, then it starts becoming, you know, real. You're like, man,
Man, it's crazy with these shortages. It's almost like, you remember like, remember a couple years ago, Steve?
Here we go.
Where they were talking about coin shortages.
Yep.
And you and I were just saying, something's not right about this coin shortage.
Yep, yep.
And we had the producer like, oh, that's just a conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, no, we're trying to make everything cashless society.
Yep.
This is like right as this COVID thing was happening. It was just like, oh, man. It's kind of weird, ain't it? You know, yeah. Just all of a sudden, just a bunch. You just need everybody's coins out of circulation, right? Mm. You know, I saw a sign, Steve, the other day. I won't name the store. You know, I saw a sign. Turn it down, some please.
Listen,
I don't mind the sound.
Just trying to close you out. Just trying to cancel you out.
Just try to cancel out the sound.
Uh-huh.
So now,
sounds right.
Guess what you're seeing at stores randomly. Oh, we need all your small bills. Ones, fives. So, why don't everybody just pay attention, Nikki? Oh, just a shortage. Just a little shortage. Ones, fives, tens. They could really help us. Exact change, you know. Let's get that right on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's just not forget about that. So, Steve, speaking of small changes, look at that. Isn't it amazing how quick he was with that?
It's like, now it's over.
Who sent you?
You got to plan the wedding. Now, I come from an Italian family. Italians do it a lot different than most people when it comes to weddings, okay?
Wait one second, because I'm adding something to this. My delegation is on your side.
I don't know what this is.
I did it. My father, cash. That's all he did, a wad of cash growing up. No wallet, just a wad, just a big knot with a broccoli band around the wad. We'd negotiate. My father would negotiate prices at Sears. It was embarrassing to go shopping with the guy. The salesman didn't know what the hell was going on. The salesman, like, the refrigerator's going to be about $1,200 here. My father would be like, no, it's not. We're gonna pay cash. And the salesman was like, yeah, we accept cash, sir. $1,200. My dad was like, cash. What's the price gonna be with cash? It's not a flea market. We're at Sears.
My delegation's on your side.
So did you defect or something? So speaking of change,
well, that was nice.
speaking of change,
Sebastian Maniscalco, genius.
Actually, it was hard not to laugh during that. That was pretty funny.
Yet again,
I was just trying to make Nick feel bad.
So speaking of change,
hang on, really quick, text line. I want to get this. Somebody said a diesel shortage is coming too. Nick's trying to stomp out the facts. Typical. I'll leave the rest out. You know, the X-Files show was about a government conspiracy theory that was true. The umpire shortage for baseball has been bad. And let me be clear, I'm not knocking officials. Mm-hmm. Like, I think officials are doing the best
they
can.
We're just acknowledging.
I do want to be clear on that. This is, why does the music have to be so loud, Nick? If there's a shortage in change, the change should be worth more. Any chance Tennessee beats Georgia and Bama in the SEC championship? Do you see TCU getting in over Michigan? Well, we can go with that. That was corny, Nick.
Nikki.
Somebody down here said, wow, Nick actually playing the right thing at the right time. The text line just pushes his buttons. Dude, I love it.
What did I do today?
The text line is like my wife. It's like when they see Nick steaming over, they're just like, don't. Somebody says, what the heck, Nick?
You said push your button.
They're like, when they see Nick's fuming, they start sending in just mean stuff.
My button got pushed the other day with.
Lost to Lenore Ryan?
No.
Oh. That
I don't know.
He's not on the team.
Yeah,
so that's a walk.
I'll fire Kenny Payne today.
I realized this moved up in one of my higher rankings. I've talked about this a couple times lately.
Okay,
but it was one of these. It was one of these, Steve.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm putting the ginger in my juicer with the lemon and whatever, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you just take an antacid? And I say, no, because I'm gonna just do this ginger thing and this lemon and this warm water, right? Well, you should add it to some green tea. Why do I need to add it to green tea when I just have natural water, lemon, and ginger, right? Yeah. Oh, well, they make a tea that's already comes with ginger and honey in it.
I just want to use this natural separate ingredients and put them together.
And then the last thing, Steve. Well, your water has fluoride in it.
Oh.
I'm going to talk to you next year.
Yeah. Next year. There has been people in your life I've noticed before, like, they'll be around or I'll hear you say something about them. And then it's like, I won't hear Marcus talk about them for like 8 months. I'm like, dude, he really does just block people off. Like, yeah, I'm going to talk to y'all.
Because it's just so torturous, Steve. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine telling somebody that you're trying to improve your health by natural remedies and them saying, what good is that when you already have fluoride in your water?
Yeah, it's over. You're like, well, I'm going to a natural spring.
I'm going to go to the...
Well, somebody probably pissed in that. Like, okay, yeah, they probably did. You're right.
That is a top five for me.
Somebody said KP is listening, so we should speak softly.
If you find three drawbacks of my self-improvement mission,
yeah,
you're done for the year.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're most likely done for the year. And I realize, like, I'm starting to cut these conversations a lot quicker too, because it's just like you're determined. Get back guy.
Oh, yeah.
Get back guy. Be careful with me, get back guy.
Yeah.
Nikki, I will give you a solid warning.
Uh-oh.
Right now.
Oh, dang.
Right now. I don't know if it's a habit that you've picked up over time, but it's not going to work with you and I coexisting. If I'm talking about a best case scenario or what could possibly happen, and you start doing the, hey, slow down now. Calm down now. Like, yeah, that's a big expectation. Stop trying to calm me down when I talk about exciting things. I don't need a sideline get back guy in my life. And people just seem to be getting too excited to say, slow your roll here. No. If I give you a reason that I believe this can happen.
Just so we're clear, because I want to be on the same page. Are we blaming Nick?
No, it's okay, just Nick.
I'm cool with that.
Nick has done it.
Look
most.
How ready you were.
Yeah, Nick, yeah, like I'm in.
Nick has done it most recently, and I don't
Nick
want
to. Nick cussed me today, so I'm allowed to.
I don't want to lump Nikki into another
Sorry
group of
that.
People.
It's okay.
Of slow your roll guy.
Okay.
But my life is auditing slow your roll guy, because I don't need that. I just mollywopped a team that went double overtime with Clemson, right? Mm-hmm. Which means I earned the right to support my football team and say, I think they can translate. It's possible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's fathomable, Steve.
Yeah.
That my team that showed up and mollywopped Wake Forest, right, can have quite possibly a similar performance.
Well, Nick and I did it yesterday. We looked at the Sagarin.
Right. But then I got to deal with some person mm-hmm. who every time I speak of a possible, plausible, good result, get back guy, hold back guy, yeah. sideline, slow your roll, hold your horses, don't get too excited.
So is that Nick? Or are we talking about somebody else hypothetically? Nick, are you a get back guy? Is Nick a get back guy?
I mean,
Did you get back me yesterday? Because we were talking. I don't know. Nick and I went through the schedule and we were like, Louisville could realistically win every game.
That's. But I said, I'm just putting him on notice. He has a chance to be or not to be. But you're on notice.
Yeah.
Who do you got?
CC.
CC, fire away.
Hey, guys. I just want to calm everybody down and remind them Lenore Ryan might be the D2 comeback story of the year by the end of the season. We better keep an eye on them too. Maybe there's something there that we just didn't know. But also, we've got to let KP continue to move in silence and keep these guys in the lab, and I really think we'll be just fine.
Well, I appreciate the call, CC. Thank you. I feel like we was CC like an OG caller? Like, I feel like we used to get phone calls from CC.
I do too.
When I heard that voice, I was like, I feel like this is a.
I do too.
Yeah,
but yeah, get back guy. You be careful with me.
Yeah,
there you don't have much time left. Is Nicky?
I'm just trying to ask. I just don't want to miss out on the Nick slander.
No.
Okay.
No, but I'm watching him.
Dude, right. You are Jey Uso right now. I'm Sami Zayn.
I just don't want to miss out.
Give me a reason.
I don't want to miss out on any Nikki slander. Is that so bad?
Don't get back guy me. Get back guy is almost like fluoride girl.
Yeah. I don't know who's worse. Fluoride
How
girl.
How dare you?
Fluoride girl or get back
get
guy.
Get back guy.
Or hold your horses, pump your brakes.
Yeah, pump your brakes. That's get back guy. That's get back guy.
Yeah. I was saying they're all the same one.
Yeah.
You just can't help but just, I want to stall, slow down your momentum of your mental excitement.
Your muscles didn't look that big last night. They were gassing you up.
By the way. Just give me some time, Steve. Mr. Get Back Guy.
I'm just saying that because it did look good. When you flex, you look pretty good.
Give me some time, Steve.
I know. I was kind of impressed. I'm not going to lie. So I was kind of impressed.
Soon. Mm-hmm. They'll be impressive through my clothes.
Yeah.
Is he playing out the music? I have no idea.
Yeah, he is. He's playing out.
As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel is always made for the Ville. Middays of Marcus, baby. On 939 the Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.